It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the watch of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. It is a delight to be with you to preach from the Word of God, and we have a new series starting today about numbers as found in the Bible. And you know, we're going to talk about good numbers and also some bad numbers. The Bible reveals some bad numbers. For example, 666. You couldn't get any worse than that, could you? But isn't it interesting how the Bible reveals that number to us and says that if we have understanding and if we're wise, we will count the number of the beast. My goodness. Count. We're told to count the number of the beast. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. Revelation 13. We're going to look at bad numbers and good numbers, and we're especially going to expose the, what I call the occult alchemy of the evil numbers. God exposes evil numbers. The devil seems to want to use formulas and numbers to accomplish his purpose. Astrology, mathematics are used by the devil. But we have godly numbers as well. And of course, we have the one who is above numbers, above everything in the universe, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And thus, we don't have to worry too much about these numbers. But, you know, it's not good to be stupid about the devil. In fact, Paul said, for we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. You know, I've always found that those in the Masonic fraternity, which is very evil, of course, those in the New Age movement, those in the satanic cults, love numbers. They love numbers, and they pattern their life's work on numbers. Now, Christians, we're not too much into numbers. We're into a person, Jesus Christ. That's the only number we need. Some people tell me, you know, that his holy number is 7. 7 is the number of God. Others talk about the fact that there's 10 commandments. There were 12 disciples, and each of these numbers has meaning. I believe they do, too. I preached a sermon not too long ago talking about the 153 fish that are mentioned in the Bible. Numbers are important, but again, Jesus is above numbers. He's above everything. And if he wanted to, I suppose he could create an entire new system of numbers, one that we wouldn't even understand. He probably already has. And when we get to heaven, we'll learn a new system. I'm just supposing that, but why not? He can do anything. And sometimes I think he just does for a good time. Now, a lot of people don't think God has a good time, but it actually says in the Old Testament that he'll laugh at the calamities of those who hate him. That's right. God has a laugh at their expense. So, I think he must have a pretty good sense of humor. And, well, we'll leave it at that, but that's what it says. He'll laugh at them. So, we should too. Now, you can write to us here, and also, I want you to know that we would love to pray for you if you have prayer needs. But let us know your prayer needs. If we don't know, we can't pray as hard as we could and well as we could for you. It doesn't matter what your life circumstances are, we'd like to pray for you. At the same time, it's possible that the Holy Ghost will lead you to support this ministry, and we appreciate that with your tithes, your love gifts, and offerings. Now, whether you give to this ministry or not, we're going to be here as long as God wants us to be. No less, no more. But I tell you, it's awfully nice to pay the bills, and we appreciate your help so much. Okay, we've got a beautiful song for you. You know, that's all we have here at Bible Home Church is beautiful music. We don't have any other kind. There's different styles of music, I'll admit to that. But, you know, there's some satanic styles. I don't know if I've preached on Bible Home Church. I know I have on my other program, Power of Prophecy, about the devil, the dragon's music, rock and roll. We've exposed that before. I've also exposed New Age music. And you know, there's even country music that's pretty bad. If you're a country music fan, I'm sorry to tell you that, but it is. But it's interesting how true Christians know God's music. We know what is God's music and what isn't. We know what He inspired and which He did not inspire. But I know you're going to love this song. There's no doubt about it. This song is absolutely of God. I'm convinced of it. And I suspect you are too. Here it is, Amazing Grace. Today, I want to discuss with you, my good friend, something that really is sort of deep into my heart, and it's an amazing thing. I'm going to talk to you about something. Now, listen, I'm going to initially tell you, and right away, I know you're going to blink,
your eyes are going to glass over, and you might even reach for the radio knob and say, oh, I don't want to hear that. We're going to talk today about mathematics. Mathematics and numbers. Oh, no. I hate math. Well, I think today's math is going to be fascinating to you. Let me tell you a little story. You know, I, for some reason or another, God gave me some facility in numbers and math. Now, I honestly have never had an interest in mathematics. I really haven't. I avoided math when I was in, for example, high school and college. In fact, but God did give me a talent for it. I know in college I went and I asked the guidance counselors there, how can I avoid taking math? And they said, well, you've got to have at least, I think it was 6 or 9 semester hours or something like that of math. They said, now you could test out, but there's no way if you've never had college math, you're going to test out. And I said, well, I'll just take the test and challenge that. And I did, and I passed the test. And I didn't have to take the courses. I just passed it. I don't know how I did it, but I did that, and that meant that I didn't have to take the courses. And I really enjoyed that. I remember when I was in high school, as a senior, they gave us this aptitude test. What career would you be good at? Well, believe it or not, mine came back that I was good in numbers. I was good in math, and I should go into some field like, you know, CPA, Certified Public Accountant, or a math instructor where I could be working with numbers. And I looked at that, and I said, that's crazy. I don't want to go in anything like that. They said, yeah, but you're good at it. I know I'm not good at it. I can't stand math. Well, you know, it's interesting how God works, because I avoided math practically all my life, but it sort of sought me out. Now, when I really got interested in it, though, when I realized the power of, now listen to this, listen, God's mathematics, God's arithmetic. Did you know that the Bible has mathematical powers? And I'm convinced that God created all things through some kind of a holy math. Einstein could not possibly fathom it. No human being could. Even DNA. The scientists believe somehow that everything is constructed in chains of DNA, arranged mathematically, almost, well, it is supernatural, I believe. Everything in the universe, if you could figure out the DNA composition, you could become a creator of universes. But of course, I think this universe is going to be destroyed by God and recreated through math before we're able to ever get that far. I'm just trying to point out that God used mathematics. There's no trick to it. There's no secret to it. It's just that he knows it. He knows math. We'll never know that much, but I'll tell you something. He has given us some clues even to the end times, to the last days. Did you know that there's not only power in prophecy, but numbers can have prophetic power? Numbers. And so for the last decade, certainly, I've been studying the power of numbers in their essence as prophecy. Now, I want you to understand there's good numbers and bad numbers, and there's good ways to handle math, and I just call it holy math or holy numbers, and then there's evil. For the example, the Jews for centuries have had what they call the Jewish Kabbalah, the Kabbalah. And it's an evil system of numbers that are used. And they believe that if they are able to constitute the right numbers, they can recreate the world and become gods through this magical, mystical, Kabbalistic system of numbers. Of course, this would be a great perversion of math. But God gives us a lot of things to consider in the fact of numbers. Now, I'm not going to take you through calculus and geometry and trigonometry today. Please understand, I think you're going to be fascinated. In fact, you're going to be excited. This is an adventure, believe me, because I'm going to show you some things and you're going to be scratching your head today. When you see that even the devil, he evidently learned some math. Maybe he took math courses from the mathematical minded angels up in heaven. Maybe God gave his angels, including Lucifer, who was at one time an angel, or of course still is, but I mean he was with God until he rebelled and was cast out. And it's interesting that I'm convinced that he knows math too. And there are mathematical properties of numbers that he uses for his purposes, for ritual powers and so forth. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of those. But you will find that the whole world is constructed by Satan and his demons based on numbers and dates. Ritual. Magic. If you can understand the numbers, oftentimes, if God wills it, because God will help us to understand these events of the last days, you will understand things in advance, things to come. Just from understanding numbers and how dates, yes, even chronological dates are set up, and Satan causes events to occur by the numbers. Remember when I was a kid, they had an artist that created a system of painting by the numbers, and it caught on with everybody. And you could buy a landscape and you didn't know how to paint, but it had little numbers all over it. And you would just go and get that color. You know, that brush is number 34, that color number 22, and paint. And it would come out of painting. I didn't think it was that attractive myself, painting by the numbers. But, you know, a lot of people said, oh, this is so easy. Now I don't need to know what colors to choose. I can just paint by the numbers that are written here on this canvas. And it was a pre-arranged, pre-planned canvas, or, you know, the theme or the scheme was of what you were going to paint. Numbers. For example, recently in history, we know that on April the 19th, 1995, a terrible event occurred. 168 men, women, and children were killed in Oklahoma City bombing. April 19th, was there a significance to that? Immediately when that occurred, and I heard it on the news reports, I recognized what was going on. That day, April 19th, was chosen, not by Timothy McVeigh, who probably had no idea of this at all, but by the hidden superiors. Because it is on April the 19th that one of the greatest and really the most infamous weeks of the year, a high holy week for the Satanists and the witches, is conducted. This is the week that leads up to the grand climax of the sacrifice of human beings to the devil and the Black Mass ritual. April the 19th kicks off that unholy period. It has a week of celebration. It goes all the way up to the end of the month and finishes with a huge May the 1st, in fact. So it goes, actually extends past a week. It's just 1 week of ceremonies, but then it continues on until finally the grand climax. May 1. You may be curious as to why all of the communists of the world have their great May Day parades. May Day. May Day is known among people on ships and boats as a signal of great distress. May Day. May Day. May Day, they radio broadcast out when they're in trouble on the high seas. May the 1st, that was the day that Adam Weishaupt founded the Order of the Illuminati over in Europe. May the 1st, May Day. In Europe, the pagans constructed great maypoles that were phallic symbols, and in a circle they would march around the maypole, and there would be orgies and terrible satanic goings on. April the 19th, though, began this great witchcraft and satanic period. And there we saw this bombing, firebombing, and killing of the innocents. It was on April the 19th in 1943 that in Warsaw, Poland, the Nazis set fire and brought in their flamethrowers and they killed the Jews that were holding out and had rebelled against the Nazi soldiers who wanted to take them off to concentration camps. And they fought even in the sewers and they were burned to death. April the 19th. April the 19th, 1993, exactly 50 years to the date, there was a great fire in Waco, Texas, on the 50th anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Fire. And there the barbarians from the FBI and the BATF burned to death innocent men, women, and children at that church compound in Waco, April the 19th. It was April the 19th that Randy Weaver, they intended to burn him out too if publicity had not been drawn. April the 19th, 1995, as I said, Oklahoma City. And did you know that in Concord, Massachusetts, it was on April the 19th that the British soldiers killed innocent, in some cases unarmed, American citizens, and thus was spun the Revolutionary War against Great Britain? April the 19th, a day of infamy. Who chooses that date for these things? Well, today we're going to reveal that and much more. You know, Daniel chapter 2, verse 28 is a very fascinating verse. It says, there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets and makes known what shall be in the last days. There is a God in heaven, and he reveals secrets, but only to his saints. I love Proverbs 25, verse 2. It says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. My friends, are you a kingly person? Are you a royal person? Well, if you know Jesus Christ, you are. You're a member of the royal family. And God has concealed things from the unwise, from the unknowing multitudes. But if you know Jesus Christ, he will cause you to understand the events of the last days. For it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. And my friends, I want you to understand that there is power in math and in numbers. And we're going to get into it today, and you're going to find out some astonishing things. Now, you say, well, Tex, I don't understand this numbers thing. That's just mumbo jumbo to me. My friends, you haven't read the Bible. If you do, you'll find out so much there is in numbers. The Bible talks about seven trumpets, seven candlesticks, seven candlestands. Did you know there's seven notes in music, seven colors in the rainbow? Why? Now, that's the holy number, then, of seven, God's holy number. But it's interesting, too, that God has given us some clues about the evil side of numbers. For example, there's the number 666. Let's turn to Revelation 13, verse 18 in the Bible. And right away, you see that even there, God has given us a clue. 13 is considered the unlucky number, the number of superstition. Everybody avoids 13. Many hotels refuse to even have a floor 13. You go from floor 12 to floor 14. Try to find 13 on the elevator marquee there, and it's not there. People are superstitious over the number 13. They avoid, for example, Friday the 13th. It was Friday the 13th when Jacques de Molay, head of the Knights Templar, those who were the predecessors of today's Freemasonry sect, was burned at the stake. And the Masons and the secret societies remember then Friday the 13th is a very unlucky day. It is in Revelation 13, yes, Revelation 13, verse 18, and we'll get to number 18 in just a moment, that we find this amazing scripture. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. Now let's look at this. First of all, God is telling you, here is wisdom. You say, oh, it's stupid to even consider that there's any power in numbers. Are you calling God stupid? He says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding. I would propose to you that if you think there is no power in numbers, there is no meaning or significance in numbers, you are the stupid one. You are the ignorant one. You have no understanding. But if you're a wise person, if you have understanding, then you will do what God says. And what does God say? He says, count. What does he say? He says, count. What? Count. Count the number of the beast. The number of the beast. For it is a number of a man, and his number is, hey, right there we've got three numbers. Number mentioned three times. I think that's the unholy Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But here is the Antichrist. The number of the beast. It is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now let's go to this Revelation 13, 18. We mentioned what 13, the significance, what it means. 18. Did you know that when you add up the number 6 plus 6 plus 6, it equals to 18? You can break that down further. You add the 1 and the 8 as occult numerologists do, and it comes to 9. Therefore, in the number 18 is concealed the number of the beast, 666. Therefore, in the number 9 is concealed the number of the beast, 666. The number 9 is the most holy number in the occult realm, and so is the number 18. Isn't it odd that God would make sure that this particular verse is Revelation 13, verse 18? I think so. You know, the number 666 is found in at least two other places in the Scriptures. It may shock you to know that Solomon, who was considered the wisest man in the world, nevertheless disobeyed God. And when you disobey God, you suddenly get to be very stupid.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.